As we think of Veterans Day, I think it's only appropriate that we take a heartfelt look at what makes a veteran a true veteran. There's been men in the news lately who have deserted their post of duty, and those men come under court-martial, and I think they should. There's a lot in the news today about how America has done things wrong, but there's also a lot in the news lately about how we're doing things right. And I don't know the full truth about any of the stories that I read about. I just have to be honest with you. But I do know my own experience and my own conviction that God raised America up at a particular time in history, and that America has a definite role in Bible prophecy. And until those things are culminated, we enjoy the privilege of religious liberty and religious freedom. And I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the men and women of military resource who give of their lives and their families' lives, really, to make that possible for me. The Bible gives us a clear definition of fighting the good fight of faith, of being a soldier in the cause of God. And here in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, we are commanded, the Bible says, to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. We have been reminded in the last few weeks about the dedication and the commitment that Martin Luther gave to the Protestant Reformation. And the contribution being mostly defined as the idea that a person today is saved the same way that a person was saved in Jesus' day. That is, that a person is justified by faith, and that the Scripture is the only rule of faith and practice for the Christian, and that the Scripture is available to any to enjoy its benefits. As a warrior in the cause of God, Martin Luther, too, so dedicated, he was willing to die for those particular doctrines. He would not change his mind. He could not go back on what he had taught, because the Scriptures taught it, and he was willing to be a soldier for Christ and die for that very distinct cause. You know, I think sometimes there's a spirit of the Pharisee in Christianity today. And I'm going to close with this example, and if I step on your toe today, I'm doing it very gently but deliberately. Does that make any sense? I was reading this week out of this book, Christ and His Righteousness, by E.J. Wagner, Elliot Wagner. My cover's come off this little book, but he's given some commentary about Jesus' story of two men who went to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other man was a publican. And the publican just simply cries out, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." And Jesus says in the explanation, that man was more justified than the other man. Now, if I can make a transition here in all of this. The Pharisee believed that his works placed him in a favorable spot before God. And the lesson that I got out of this here is today that it's very easy for us to kind of have some of that same spirit. You say, "Wendell, how can we have that spirit?" Well, it goes like this. We have cherished sin. We have practiced sin. We have cultivated sin in our life. and jumble all of that up, and we have little sin as we perceive it. And then some of us have big sin. But the spirit of the Pharisee that Martin Luther was really speaking so much against is the spirit that says that if a person has sinned, they are not in great favor with God. Now, please stay with me. And so that spirit leads a person to exclude himself from church or from a Bible study or from prayer because they feel guilty of the sin that they've committed, maybe that day or that week or that month. And so it's just kind of generally thought of, well, I don't want to misrepresent God. So the person waits a while doing good to be found in God's favor. And that's not the true teaching of Scripture. The true teaching of Scripture is that when we are sinners, Christ died for us. That puts us in God's favor. Not His approval, but in His favor. And it places us where rivers of righteousness can be given to us if the person will only cry out to God in confession and repentance. Now, that's something else that Martin Luther taught as a faithful veteran. He taught that salvation is not purchased by an indulgence on a piece of paper, but that Scripture teaches confession of sin and repentance of sin. Now listen, also involves something after justification, which we would call sanctification. As a faithful veteran of Christ, Martin Luther, yes, was willing to die, actually willing to give up all of his resources for those doctrines that make such a strong foundation for your faith today. And I appreciate that. We are in enemy territory. Satan and his angels want to condemn and destroy you. But praise God, the forces of good are greater.